good as you get. How would you like to walk in His power? He said, you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost. Well, you've got a new nature. That means He can move in now. And you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. What? You lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Cast devils out. And that devil don't want to come out. The Holy Ghost will go in there and grab him by the foot and drag him out screaming. But he's gone. Yes. Well, how would I know that I had the Holy Spirit and wanted to walk in power? You need to pray in tongues. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, like the day of Pentecost, that's the first thing we look for, is He'll want to immediately begin to pray for you right from the throne room of God. So immediately your mouth will start forming the words and He'll pour it out on you and you'll start speaking with tongues. What a profound wisdom God came up with. I mean to actually form and supply the information in the prayer that's being prayed for ourselves. I mean, how much can He love us? You pray an hour in tongues, and the mind of God was manifested on your behalf for an hour. Something's bound to come along and happen. Gee, you know, I couldn't get up and speak. You heard that testimony. I couldn't even give a testimony from the floor. I'd freeze up. I'd put D's in English because I couldn't give the oral reports. He changed me. Man, He can change what you are from the inside. It'll show up on the outside. I'll be glad when people finally get strong enough to become the multi-millionaires that'll absolutely take state after state for Jesus Christ. Amen. I mean billionaires. Amen. Say, what? How much you need for those two states up near Maine? About $1 billion will get it into every house. Everybody prayed for. People of such sophistication of penetrating a home and talking them into things. So I think we can cover a state and get the whole thing to turn. Maybe 500 million. Just write a check. What a ministry. My God, where are they? Where are they? Jumped up and promised 100-fold return. You give $100, you'll get $100,000 in return. But I solved the problem for them. I said, you give me the $100, and you'll get the $100,000. Nobody bit. Come on. The greatest thing you can do is salvage somebody. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. We don't salvage somebody, they won't be there. I don't care what it costs. I think money's for one reason here. That's to get people to go there. I know what I'd like to be now if I wasn't the mouth. I'd love to be that entrepreneur and outsmart the devil and take his money away from him and get people born again on. I'd find me a mouth that could just preach the hind leg right off of a dog and just feed that mouth, and he'll be adding them all. I'll be with him when he gets his reward. He was the mouth. I don't care. I may talk to you about this in about 1 million years. And we'll see what we wish we'd have done tonight. Well, you ain't gonna have any regret or nothing. You can know everything and not regret. Somebody thinks he's gonna hide a whole lot from you. What's he got to be ashamed of? we won't remember our life here. What, did he make a mistake or something? Yes, you will. You'll wonder and things like that. My God, why didn't I give myself over more? Why didn't? Well, that's what the reward's based on. There you have that fight. That you can win. He won. He gave you his standing. Mary clothed him. He's tempted like you without sin. You think he wasn't tempted? Our redemption would almost be illegal if he didn't resist and overcome the things we failed. Who are you that he'd give his life for? Do you know what he did? We look at the supernatural from a distance usually. Don't you know the more of heaven that manifests here, the more people will go? Can't let the devil talk you out of the power, talk you out of prayer. Come on, slap him alongside the head and throw him in the gutter. Have you ever tried to worship and stuff and there's a presence that you just felt icky, sicky, you can't even hardly worship? Did you know that your worship is worth a whole lot more? Priceless pearls. When he can't stop you and you do it anyway, but he had everything he ever pulled on anybody to stop him and you just won't stop. Well, I don't feel like I'm getting through. You don't feel like it. When hell has blocked you, and you won't stop no matter what he throws at you just because you don't feel like you're in glory land at the moment. You're getting through. I tell you what, that's when they like to gather around and watch because you're something to take heed to. Look, hell poured out his best shot. They just won't quit worshiping him. Look, we all jumped on his arms and tried to pull him down and kicked him in the head until everybody else got real tormented. Look at him, he won't stop. That's right, devil. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't care how bad it hurts you. I'm going to worship him. And you're not going to stop me. You can be seated again. Did I miss something? Oh, yeah. Come over here. You reminded me what I was going to do. Stand right here. Brother Roberson, what? I can't speak with tongues. Then come up and stand with her. You will in a minute. She's going to receive the Holy Spirit. Come. I can't pray in tongues. Come up here. You want that gift? Ooh, just think the mind of God will be prayed for you when you're driving along in your car praying in tongues. Run a red light and go, oh, well, I guess that wasn't you, was it? Come on, you can't speak with tongues. You really need to come up here. Come. Come, 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 come to the altar in Bronx Church. Yeah. Here, come, come. Right here. Come right over here by her. Come. Anybody else? Come on. Anybody else? Well, I can't speak with tongues. You will in a few minutes. Who knows? She might be the next woman to change half the world or something. We don't know. Do we? Anybody else? I gotta leave 6 in the morning. Get up here. Come on. Is there another? I sure don't want to miss you. Go ahead, Bronk. Candy. That just sounds so funny to me. The candy bronking. Anyone else? Can't wait to see you the next time I come back. She'll come walking through the door and I'll say, "Hi, how are you doing?" And she'll say, she says her legs are much stronger than they've been ever. Yeah. You did, you walked into the restroom from the, she walked the first time for how long? Years? The first time she walked into a restroom in years like that on her, with her feet. Oh, the next time she'll walk through that door.
But I do have an earring buzzing in my ear that I've been wanting to go away. Go away, right? It's been close to 3 years. This is a buzzing.
You want it to go?
Yes, sir.
Buzzing in her ear? What makes you think you can stop her any more than her legs? Buzzing. Stop. In Jesus' name, stop. Oh. Hallelujah. When you'll tell the big difference is when you lay down and wake up in the morning. Goodness, we're going to have to go up there. Let's go up on this side. Boy, you're 6 inches.
You're kidding.
Now I'm pulling on that too, right? Aren't I? Are you ready? In Jesus' name. Uh-oh. There is even a Stephen. Look at this now. Oh, that was 6 inches. Talk about pain. No wonder. Now they're even. All the way down through that spine, you picked up 6 inches on that side. Bachando morequese leche. The words will come. You'll be filled in Jesus. There he is. God. Look at him. He's forming it with your lips. You might as well say it. There you go. There she goes. Don't stop for a minute now. Don't let her stop. She's praying in power now. My gosh. Did you speak in any tongues? Did you? Father, the cream, look at that, your lips kind of quivering a little. That's how it starts. Look at, you might as well say it. Oh, yeah. That's him, all right. Where?
I have a
had a stroke 2 years ago. I was here last year. And my right side, I still have nerve damage.
I felt some.
Did you?
Yes. I meant when I felt that pain on the side. Come here. Down this side?
Yes, the whole right side. The leg.
Put those arms up. Oh my gosh. Look at that. Are you ready? In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay. That's it. Look at those fingertips now. Jesus' name, no more on that side. Now the lower part. Run back to that chair right there. Sit down. What does she need?
Okay.
In Jesus' name, I bind that spirit. You leave now. Now. Now, in Jesus' name, and don't you come back. Same. In Jesus' name, you go now. You go now. You can't stay. Be free. In Jesus' name. All right. In Jesus' name. You're a little taller now. Not that far. You got it. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, he's receiving. He's receiving. Jesus' name now, now. Now, whew. Standing in for somebody that, what's their name? Well, he's standing here. Lisa's place. But your power's gone there. Cancer. You die in her body. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for it. Done. Done. Just need, okay, whatever you're asking is what he's going to give. Manifest yourself to her in this prayer, Father, in Jesus' name. Do this for her. All right, he knows and he's moving. And what do you think? For prayer? He's saturating you now because you gave him permission in prayer to come into your life, and that's what he's doing. In fact, it won't be long that both of you are saying, oh boy, this is God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Alright. You already have his strength. You just worship him. If you're feeling a little like, uh-oh, what am I going to do? Just worship him and you watch. He's your strength. He is your strength. Ooh, in Jesus' name. Gonna...
My shoulder.
Let me see that arm. Does that hurt? Does that hurt? Give me the other one then. Let me see how bad you are. Look at that. Look at those fingers. Are you ready? Jesus' name. Uh-oh. You're healed.
This lady, she couldn't come, but she wanted to stay in prayer for her. And she's been battling cancer for 2 years. And they even cut off part of the heel of her right foot. And then they had to go back and cut out more up to the ankle. And she's believing God to recreate it and to get rid of, they found 8 more growths of cancer. And she's believing to be totally healed.
All right. We can drop her off.
Yes.
I mean, leave her.
Yes.
Leave her in the hands of Him who healed her.
Yes.
Cancer, you can't stay.
Yes.
So we're dropping her off with Jesus.
Yes.
To be healed and live and not die.
Yes.
Cancer, you leave her body as the anointing comes on you, it's coming on her. Cancer's dying in Jesus' name. It has to go. God, glory. Yes. He just came. You know, He went, yeah, I'm here. Oh, yes. Father, in Jesus' name, as only you can do, sleep, you're part of her rest. Now. Now. Jesus, you can do anything. I love it when He adjusts something. This is tremendous. Now I lay thee down to sleep. All His promises He will keep. Yes. She stands in for Him. You're going where He is and making Him whole. In Jesus' name, I'll be back. Yeah, yes, He is. Won't you look at just you? You get your husband called. It'll work.
Yes.
Yeah, these were in the book of Acts. The moment this carrier of the anointing, this cloth, this item, the moment it touches its destination, that anointing will be there. In Jesus' name. That blew out the window and landed on a dead rabbit, he'd jump up and run off. Yes.
I would like to have joy and the love of God in my heart forever.
Okay, that's a good one. That's what he's aiming for. Now that you're really, I mean, you're just saying, this is it. I want this. That's good. In Jesus' name. He's going to wake up different tonight and tomorrow. Go ahead and check. Yeah, we finally made it.
Can you pray over my ankle? The tendons in my ankles are already bad.
Your ankles are bad? See that chair there? it's okay. No. Okay. Mo. Give him up. Let's see the difference in him. No wonder. This one hits first, doesn't it? Ready? Father, in Jesus' name. Ooh, well, I'm not doing that, and you're not. Well, then something must be happening in this one. I guess so. As I run along the road, I at least don't run over toads. Try that out. So, what? Do you have them often? I have it from a good source. Is it there now? No more. This is the end. What makes you think you can stay there, headache? Flicked him. Who do you think you are? Headache. You be gone. Jesus' name. Now, as he rises to his feet, the pain in his head he did defeat.
You prayed for me last year, but I've missed a lot of church on and off since you last year. The pain just won't sometimes, and then
there. Give that to him and put your glasses on, or give them to him. And I give that to him. Now give me your hand. Oh my gosh, that thumb is where the finger is. I can't get that up. But I know somebody. In Jesus' name. La la la. La la la. La la la. Do you love Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Do you like the devil? No, I don't. And there I go. You're standing in for people, you know? All right, did you tell him he's going to do this? All right, you'll tell him after. All right? Father, she stands in the place of some friends, people she loves, for your hand to touch them. So do so in such a way, Father, that when she talks to them, they'll know something happened. In Jesus' name. Oh, I thought you were a catching crowd.
Okay, my mom had a hip that's about 1 to 2 inches shorter than the other foot, and her hip hurts. And she has diabetes and a few things. So my prayer is that I guess you could use me to, like, touch her.
I'll tell you what, I'll pray for the diabetes right now. The diabetes his mom has, you're leaving her body in Jesus' name because you have to. Because you have to. Now, Father, she's got a hip problem and leg problem. I'm going to tell you what, it's healed. But this is what you're going to do. You see what I did? You're going to say, Mom, sit down. And you grab both of the heels up. And I'm telling you ahead of time what'll happen. When you say Jesus, it'll come out and she'll be able to see it. Now don't worry about it working or not, I'm telling you. Just like you've seen me do that, it'll be good for you. Yeah, say, sit down, Mom. And that one will be that much shorter than the other. And you'll go, Jesus. And it'll go, and the other's already gone. But I could have prayed for that now, but I want you to. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, sit in the chair, Mom. What would she do? Sit down.
Yeah, and believe that
do that?
It's for it's their relationship with my father. I'm praying for salvation.
For see the changes start, you just openly in yourself worshiping, because you'll notice them. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, Father, that he's asking about you and your worship. Do that for him. You know what we're going to do to you, don't you? You little singer. Ooh, look at that, your finger, the thumb. Father in Jesus, whoa. Boy, did that jump. Feel of that. La, la, la. When she sings now, she'll be taller. It's gone. Okay. Brother. Problems. It's dying. Not anymore. Not anymore. He loves you. You'd have been the only man on the planet. He'd have went to the cross. He's fixed this for you. In Jesus' name now. Stomach, you're so healed. You can digest a Bremer bowl. Yes. Yes. It is. I can just hear you saying that. That really is changing, because it is. You want to try? Oh yeah, look at that. Father, in Jesus' name, whoops. Now they're even. You were that much shorter on the other one. You want to do his feetsies too. Set him in a chair. Remember, I've got to go to the airport at 6. It's 5:30. I like them shoes. You're welcome. Oh, a whole heel? Did you know that? You ready? Father, in Jesus' name, release it. What? Jesus is alive? Yeah. Adjustment, he says. Relax. Look. Oh my gosh. 3-inch adjustments? No, it's not too hard for him. Where does he get the extra material? Does he just stretch this? Ready? You can watch if you want. Father, in Jesus' name. Well, I didn't do it, and you didn't. Then who did?
My wife has been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation with a heart valve that's serious enough that they're talking about needing to replace it. We went for a second opinion to Tampa, and there the university has also agreed that that's swelling in the heart. And so I'm standing on behalf of my wife, Josefina.
Her name was what?
Josefina.
Josefina, okay. Well, when they go find nothing, what'll they do?
Yeah.
Oh, he has come. And Josefina, as he stands, ooh, here she receives her heart and valve. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Woo. That'd create a heart valve, wouldn't it? Oh my goodness. And you're not even blonde. Your nerves all need, they'll be healed, and adjustment in your body. He made it. Oh, that's really up there, isn't it? Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, double curvature. Now you're a little taller. I hope you noticed that much. Look at her go. Oh, blessing my soul, what's wrong with me? Shaking like a leaf on a banana tree. Ooh, what you think? Nothing. Been very long. Can't have that.
I need strong knees.
You can't have this, you know. You have to talk. Just chair. I'm the chairman of the board. I can do that. Do you mind being a little taller? All right, then, because that one will go longer. This is working on knee level. Into the knees. In Jesus' name, Father.
Hallelujah.
There it is. Now you're getting, now you're putting on height.
Yeah.
Jesus' name.
Really
a quarter of an inch, I'd say. Put your hands on her knees. He can do that. Set herself in agreement that you've done this. You flowed through those knees and the lengthening of that. She says, she's got new knees.
Hallelujah.
You can leave Bronk in the dust now. Outrun him on a sidewalk. You can, if it bothered you going upstairs and down to sing and stuff, you're healed. Oh, as the crowd clears.
My sister's in excruciating pain. My sister.
What's her name?
Mickey.
Mickey? Or Nikki?
Mickey with an S.
With an S? Scaring me. I said, Mickey, that would be sicky.
She had back surgery.
Back surgery.
Didn't help.
Hip. Surgery didn't help.
And now the knee is acting up.
Well, you're just going to tell her who did this, aren't you?
Yes.
She can talk to him. Oh, Jesus, work her sister. All those places of bones and knees, hips. You be healed, sister. In Jesus' name. Woo, this is good. Yes. Just prayer.
My shoulder and down my leg.
Throw those arms up there. It's in this one, huh? Just like you pointed out. All the way down the leg. Jesus' name. Don't you just love how they do that, Brock? No more. Pain I have in my house is windows.
I understand from my daughter Cindy. She's had anxiety for about 2 years. She's taking medication.
How old is she?
Cindy's 30.
He's gonna come. That's a spirit, usually. Yes, at least they get assignments. And they'll follow a person and stuff. So you stand in for her. And he's going to create the atmosphere that we ask for. Mm-hmm. For your sister.
My daughter.
Your daughter.
Cindy.
Oh, that's what you...
Cindy Robinson.
As he stands in for Cindy, you're putting your hand on her. Well, we pray for him. And she is being healed.
Yes.
Ooh, Cindy, you're healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Do you like church that goes all night?
No.
10:30 isn't too bad.
No.
Not for all he's done tonight, plus a message. Sometimes I sing longer than this.
Oh my. It's good.
What do you need?
Well, Sunday I was healed from my lungs because I had
pressure. Okay. It is. It's gone.
Yes, it's gone.
Pressure from her lungs was healed Sunday.
Thank you.
Calls her a liar.
Yes.
He's the father of them. Father, in Jesus' name, oh, it's just all moving. And we didn't do it, did we? No. Top of her head, the bottom of her feet, everything. No more pain. No more pain. In Jesus' name. I said, in Jesus' name.
Yes. Jesus' name.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Try that out. Doing. Father, in Jesus' name, now you're answering this prayer. Things will be different. Her world will change. Loose your glory in her now, now. The devil would like to work on your nerves and do this and do that, but he's defeated. I'm going to do nothing. Nothing in Jesus' name, nothing. In fact, there's some good things about to happen. In Jesus' name, they are. You're all right there, huh? Father, in Jesus' name. You're gone because you can't stay there in Jesus' name. You should have seen your bone up, upper bones when you're when it moved. They went. What's the matter with it?
My hard of hearing and up here.
Hard of hearing? How bad? Ear, drum, recreate. Give him a new eardrum, Father. That's the first time I ever seen somebody fall out over sound. How many believes he healed his left ear? Opened it where he could hear sound. Your brother, your father. What's wrong with him? thing he needs to know is who did this. Jesus. Yes. Just put this on you, Father. Jesus wants to heal you. Put this on. Heal him. In Jesus' name, this is a point of contact. And this is laid on his body. Let it clear up in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo-wee. Say, what kind of church is this? Do you preach so long they fall asleep in the front? Both of you?
We're interceding.
You're interceding. For? Okay. Yeah, she needs to be set free now. Then today, she has been put on an interception course, on a path that'll end up setting her free. So trust him in Jesus' name, I tell you. Yes. Some deliverance. Okay, that's good. You get set free over that. Father, he wants to be free. He wants to be delivered. So this can't stay. I mean it. You can't stay and torment him in Jesus' name. I don't care how strong you think you are, what you think you can make somebody do. You're through. In Jesus' name. What do you think? You think those people are getting healed? Okay. I'll take that for a yes. I started, I almost broke down, started to cry. I understand why now. You're received, you do know that. In Jesus' name. And I'll tell you, when you volunteer to pray for somebody that's having some problems, they'll start weeping. That's good. That's good. It's good. Can you imagine a stranger coming in and don't know much about church and then goes back home and they say, what happens? Well, they go up there and then they lay on the floor a while. Then they go home and, yeah, it's fun. They go up and they lay on the floor, yeah.
John Keegan.
Two-thirds of the hearts. He'll know who did it then, won't he?
Yes, sir.
That Jesus gave you a heart. Hey, Jesus, you're giving he's standing in for his friend's heart. Yes. You're giving him a new one, and he'll know who did it.
Yes.
Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for what he'll decide over it.
Yes.
Give him a new heart now. Ha! Bring it to pass. Jesus' name.
Yes.
I can remember when God didn't use me, you know, and I'd pray, use me, please use me, God. Now, mm-hmm. About 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I get answered prayer, you know. Yeah, he gave me a warning about, I was on a platform in Brazil, and he warned me about fatiguing myself. And I can do it, I do this, but I don't do it all the time. And he warned me, and he said, if you die young, and a lot do, they exhaust themselves. There wouldn't be a hard work. It would be attention span with only 5 or 6 hours sleep every 24, you know. Anyway, he said, what you would have known is what they'll lose, meaning you can't put a ceiling, a roof, unless the walls are up. And he says, think how much that you'll know that you could leave unless you go home early. I said, okay. I started winding down right then, and I haven't exhausted myself like that since. This isn't real bad. You should see what goes on sometime. 1 in the morning. You get a big crowd, and if there's 5 or 6 thousand, you just can't lay hands on them. He'll do as much in the crowd as he'll do in a line, but you have to convince them of that. And he does. He does. One time I had everybody that had back trouble raise their hands up. And they did. And then one mass prayer, all those hands straightened up. Just to prove to him that he did that for everyone, that every person that we tried to raise their arms up and show was even. He will, but this will build the faith of ones that don't believe hardly or not saved yet, see. To can stand right there and watch something happen. It's impossible. So you hear and you can't speak with tongues. You know, you didn't jump in the line. You want to now. Good time to come up. This is the last night. I'm leaving. Bronc will be here. You think the Bronx and rodeos or something. You ought to see him. He's strong, okay, but he's good-natured, so I'm not afraid of that. Thanks for staying, and might not have been just praying along, but you do inside. You're for it, and you're for what's happening. Thank you for staying. Thank you.
God bless you.
I know how to fish. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You're worth it. Hallelujah. You should see the way he looks at you. Don't you realize that you're eternal? 26 million years from now, you'll still be around. Probably the new heaven, new earth. I'm going to ask him, can I go look at another planet? One thing for sure, we'll be there. We'll see each other again after this. We will. And you know what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to remind you. I think this guy is an incredible minister. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise God. Did we have a good time or what? Hallelujah. I feel privileged because this is one of the few places in the world that his administrator will let him come alone. There may be one or two other places, and because he knows I'll take care of him. He knows I'll, he's my covering, but I'm his covering here. And he knows I'll take care of him and not let him extend himself too far and just make sure he gets the rest he needs and all that good stuff. So we're going to let him rest and come back to himself. But we're going to keep going here in Immokalee. Hallelujah. Because Immokalee is saved. Hallelujah. And this region is saved. This region is saved. Aren't you glad that on Sunday, God is going to be here? My goodness. And we're going to have a good time. If you don't have a church home, be here at 10 o'clock on Sunday, and you'll just be amazed because you'll just see the Holy Ghost show right back up again. Hallelujah. We love you guys. Thank you for coming. If we don't have your address, there's some visitor cards to fill out when you're leaving. And the only reason why I say that is we want to get in touch with you when Gary's coming through and when other people are coming through. So praise the Lord. Amen. Deborah, come and bless everything with socks and shoes on and the barefooted people and everything else and just kind of close this thing. Everybody is blessed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will see you again very soon.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we worship you, magnify you, and glorify you, and honor you, and thank you for everything you've done in our lives this week. Father, we'll never be the same. And for that, we give you all the glory and honor and praise. I speak blessings, Father, continually on these people, and thank you for what you are doing in this region. Thank you, God, that when eternity, as we are spending time with you in eternity, we will be able to look back and say, my God, we had no idea what you were doing, but we just say thank you again, Father. Thank you again, Father, for what you've done. We give you glory and honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.